Hello there once again, and thank you for joining us here at That Which Cannot Be Destroyed. Today, my grandma and I talked about dogs. Do they have a soul? Do they not? Are they actually people? Who knows? We don't really have any scientific facts. We kind of just go over our own opinions of it and maybe the things from the past that have created those opinions. And I gave my opinion, as I always do. You know I like to talk. But here it is. Hope you guys enjoy the episode.
Maggie has a soul and a spirit.
You think Maggie has a soul and a spirit?
Yeah. She's special.
Yeah. What makes you think that about Maggie?
I don't know. She's just different.
Yeah.
She acts different. She's never forgotten you since the first time she ever seen you, has she?
Oh, no. She loves me. Mm-hmm. And she gets all excited, huh?
Yes.
Well, dogs also have a keen sense of smell. And I saw a diagram once of an anatomy picture of a dog's nose. You know, the snout. How they have a long snout. And there's like room for more sensory perception or whatever. I don't know how to explain it. There's more like glands or whatever. I don't know what it's scientifically, medically what it's called, but the dogs have more senses, more smell.
Yeah, more ability to smell.
Yeah, more ability to smell. But they do have personalities and stuff, so do you think dogs have a soul, or certain dogs do, certain dogs don't? What do you think?
But if we say certain dogs do, then we can't just pick and choose which ones we want to have a soul, can we?
I guess not. And that's almost like the theory of people, too. Like, there's kind of like a philosophical or religious belief that certain people are destined for hell, you know, destined to do evil, destined for destruction. And then also in the internet culture, Or like common philosophical talks that I've heard or read about on the internet, there's a thing called NPCs, non-playable characters. So the idea is that we live in a simulation, like the Matrix or something, like we're playing a video game, right? And a non-playable character is just kind of an extra, you know, like a background character in your universe. You're actually awake. You're a real person having an experience. Right, or you're playing a game through this body or whatever, but those other people are NPCs, non-playable characters. So I think that's bullshit, and I think that it's just a way to dehumanize each other, you know, like to lift yourself up, and it's just a way that an incel could like lift himself up and say, well, I'm awake and I know the truth. I've taken the red pill, so I see through the Matrix, but they don't. They're asleep. They're normies, you know, normal people, normies. They're just average and dumb. It's just a way that people put each other down, you know, but that could apply to the dogs too. Like maybe you see a dog that you don't like and you're like, oh, that's just an empty shell of an animal. I think they all have spirits. I think they all have souls. What do you think? All animals. What do you think?
Not really.
Not really?
No. But I don't know how to break it down for you to tell you what I, you know.
Why you think that way?
Yeah.
What? Was there something from the past?
Do you know what, Mark? Here's the whole thing. Almost everybody has had their teaching. They've been taught something from the Bible. Some kind, you know. You know, little kids are sent off to Sunday school when they had Sunday school, and they've been sent to Bible classes and stuff. And what they got was somebody else's perception or take or whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. of scriptures. And that's what was fed into any of us who participated. That's what was fed into us. But I don't think it's what we've all, I think it's going to be different than what we've been taught.
Yeah, what's going to be different?
Everything, when that day comes, when all the souls or spirits are before God, I just think that people are going to find out they weren't as good or as hot as they thought they was, okay?
Yeah. Do you think you're talking about like people being taught things, spiritual things, by somebody that might have had a different interpretation of what the truth is, or do you think that maybe somebody at some point told you that dogs don't have a soul?
I'm sure somebody told me. I was told that so many years ago, I don't even remember when I first heard it. Because somebody said there wouldn't be any dogs in heaven, that because animals don't have souls.
Well, that's unacceptable to me. That's criminal to tell a child or to tell anybody that a dog doesn't have a soul or to consider dogs unclean as certain religions say. We won't say any names of certain religions that say that dogs are unclean, and then we see how happy a puppy or any dog can make a child, and we're like, oh no, the child is not supposed to be happy. Oh no, we need to, the child must suffer because dogs are unclean, right? So we're not gonna continue this. This is at on this podcast, here at That Which Can't Be Destroyed, we do not agree with the religious, philosophical or political philosophy or idea that states that dogs do not have a soul or that they're unclean. I feel like my dog, Otis, has more of a soul than I do. He's like higher on the a spiritual scale.
Yeah, but he's special too.
He is.
He's
He can
special.
stand on his 2 feet and then he puts his paw out. He stands on his hind legs, like a human, he'll stand up or kind of sit, you know, kind of in a sitting, but he's sitting up and then he puts his little paw out onto my hand and he touches my hand, kind of like E.T. touching Elliot's finger. Elliot.
He's passing the magic to you.
Yeah, he is. And he'll just do that for no reason. He just wants to stand there and make a connection with me. And that makes me think he's an enlightened being, you know, with a conscience. He has a conscience.
Well,
He has memory too, so that's why
oh,
he's scared because whoever had him before I did, because he was,
was mean.
if you guys don't know, you guys listening, my dog Otis was a stray dog, and he found me in the orchards of Wasco, California, while I was walking my dad's dog, who Hulk, who's no longer with us, may God have mercy and rest his soul. Hokit was his name, but Otis found us, and he started following me because I had this big dog on a leash, and Otis is like, well, those guys know what's up, because those are two big guys over there, Hulk and Mark. He's like, I'm gonna follow them. They know what's going on. They know where we can find food and water. So Otis and his brother and sister followed me back to my dad's house from like walking out in the country in the orchards. And I'm really glad that I brought him home and helped him out, you know, like showed him love. But he's really, it's hard for him to unwind his history in his psyche, you know, in his mind. It's hard for him to unwind the fear, but now he's got a family that loves him, so he gets a whole family of people that treat him nice and treat him well, and he returns the love to us, and he also protects the yard. And he can be a vicious little dog against the infiltrators of the yard. He's had to deal with possums and cats and snakes, even. There was a snake in my yard the other day. It was I think it was a king snake, which they're not poisonous, but this snake was like biting him on the face and he was like going after it. You know, but I eventually like led the snake out of my yard and into the neighbor's yard, so I wouldn't have to deal with it anymore. But Otis was interested in that. But Yeah, so thank you guys for listening. This is just a quick little fun episode, not as long as the normal 15 to 20 minute ones, but regardless of that, we thank you for tuning in and listening, and this has been another episode of That Which Cannot Be Destroyed with my co-host, my granny. And we want you guys to come back. We want you guys to have fun with this podcast and know that we love animals here at this podcast. We are pro animal, and I do believe.
And any comment they have, feel welcome to make it, right?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for reminding me. Any comment you guys have, leave it to whatever podcast app you listen through on Spotify, Apple, whatever you listen to.
Because we're just learning. I am.
Yeah.
I'm just learning.
And we need your comments and your to let us know what we do right and what we do wrong, and just your support, just that to let us know that you listened. We really appreciate that. But thank you for joining in. Once again, give yourselves a round of applause just for listening, and a round of applause for my co-host, Granny. All right, guys, I'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to That Which Cannot Be Destroyed. Please be sure and join us again soon.